Hello, everybody. Rorschach greeting you from the broadcasting booth, right atop the grandstand here at beautiful Hollywood Park in sunny Southern California. Here they come, about five of them, all lined up. They're on the way, driving now down by the stand, darn safe. Two ladies first is holding that lead, and they're not going to catch ladies first here today. Here they come, down the line of finish. Ladies first wins by a length.
This morning, in less than 30 seconds, explosions brought down the Hollywood Park grandstand. It's being torn down to make way for an NFL stadium.
The announcement came, they made the deal, they're going to move back to L.A. from St. Louis. But when you see the dirt being moved, that becomes a reality. And then you know that it's really happening. I didn't ever think I'd see my racetrack gone. But it's interesting how this has all come together and it's at the right time for a great cause.
Well, you know, actually today it's the culmination of a lot of ground prep work for a site that started out to be a much more modest office space and retail project, and then it morphed into the largest stadium in the world. 1 million square feet of offices as opposed to 100,000, 1 million square feet of retail and dining as opposed to 80,000. 2,500 residential units, a hotel, movie theater, two lakes, and four parks. And so now it morphed from a very modest development into a small city.
The biggest design concept was making it authentic to LA, making it about the community, part of the culture, part of the urban fabric. A building that didn't fit in this community wouldn't make any sense, and it wouldn't succeed for them in the long term. So we really spent a lot of time researching and spending time here, making it about the urban fabric here more so than anything else.
We look at this as transformational for Los Angeles, for the West Side, for bringing people together in a different way, and it's transformational for an organization to have potentially the world's greatest building right here to be able to play in, to go get our players, to showcase them. What that can do for our franchise and our fans is it gives them great hope.
Everyone is here today because of the vision of the men seated behind me on the stage. The vision of the commissioner of the National Football League, Roger Goodell, bringing football back to Los Angeles.
This is something that we in the NFL have been seeking to do for over 20 years, and to be able to come back here with a project that we're all so excited and so proud of, and that we know is going to be a great success here in this community, and I think it's going to set a new standard on a global basis. So Stan Kroenke is a great owner and a great leader and somebody that we're proud to have as a partner, but more importantly, proud to have at the helm of this project.
I'll just wrap it up and say, on behalf of the Rams organization, I really want to express our deep gratitude to everyone here, that we're going to work hard to make you proud. So, thank you.
We waited for so many years to have an announcement that a stadium will be built for our team to keep them here permanently, and we just can't wait to enter the stadium for the first time. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
When you think of all the years and the stops and starts that we try to do an NFL stadium here in Los Angeles now, to have Roger Goodell putting a shovel in the ground for the beginning of a new stadium, a new era in Los Angeles, it's just an unbelievable day for our organization, the NFL.